You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There's a winter weather advisory that begins late tonight. The rain we're getting will turn to snow this evening and winds will pick up. 2 to 4 inches of heavy, wet snow are expected, and winds could gust up to 40 miles per hour, especially late tonight. Plan on slippery road conditions later today and snow for Wednesday morning. While Senator Tammy Baldwin and Senator Ron Johnson both held virtual town hall meetings last week, their views on Medicaid could not be further apart. Senator Johnson said the problem with the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, is that it covers able-bodied working-age adults.
Medicaid is completely out of control because Obamacare has put it in real danger.
Senator Baldwin helped write the Affordable Care Act and said it has allowed more people to access health care.
People with pre-existing health conditions used to not be able to get health insurance because the insurance companies can just say no. That changed with the Affordable Care Act.
Senator Johnson said the program has almost doubled in cost because of allowing single, working-age, childless adults to access health care through the program.
It's the Obamacare that has been put into Medicaid that threatens the solvency of Medicaid and threatens the solvency of our nation.
According to Senator Baldwin, Medicaid funding helps pay for nursing care for those on Medicaid. It also helps keep community health centers and critical access hospitals open in rural areas in Wisconsin.
This affects our local economies and especially our rural economies in significant ways.
72 million Americans rely on Medicaid for their health care. That number includes over 1 million people in Wisconsin. The city of Wisconsin Rapids is asking for public feedback. Elected officials want to hear from residents to help develop mission and value statements for the organization. This will help them understand where you would like them to allocate property tax revenue and help guide long-term planning for the city. There's a survey on the city website, wirapids.org. You have until April 1st at noon to fill it out. You can also pick up a printed copy at the Mayor's Office, the Lowell Center, or McMillan Library. Those who participate in the survey have the option to be entered into a raffle to win a free prize. Central Wisconsin has a cross-country team competing in national championships, despite the lack of snow the past 2 years. Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Wausau is proud to have 4 skiers from its United Cross Country Ski Team represent us in the 2025 Cross Country Junior National Championships. The event will be held in Utah at Soldier Hollow. That's where cross country ski events for the 2002 Winter Olympics and the 2034 Winter Olympics were held. And of course, the relatively mild winter this season has certainly played a role in the training process. 9 Mile County Forest was only open for about 4 days last winter and just 3 weeks this season. The team has stayed resilient through it all, though, and when there is no snow, they roller ski. Their equipment truck is set to head out to Utah tomorrow, and the 4 skiers fly out on Friday. They're set to compete on Monday, March 10th.
Today is the last day to register for Mid-States Farm Tour and the Wisconsin's Technical College Ag Day Celebration. The event will take place on March 11th. The WTCS Ag Day Celebration, breakfast and lunch, will be held at the American Legion Post 54 in Marshfield. You can still register today, March 4th, at mstc.edu. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Another Brewers pitcher injured. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers manager Pat Murphy says he now has half a dozen pitchers dealing with injuries in spring training. The latest, Aaron Ashby, the lefty pitching last night against the Reds, had to leave the game with an apparent strained oblique muscle. The Reds went on to win 5-4. Ashby to undergo an MRI.
Even though it's frustrating, but just kind of, you know, what the timing feels like going on the mound.
The team assigned 36-year-old lefty Jose Quintana, who spent the last 2 years with the New York Mets. basketball tonight. The Bucks are on the road in Atlanta to take on the Hawks. College hoops, number 12th ranked Wisconsin in the Twin Cities, 7:30 tomorrow night for a border battle with Minnesota. Did the Badgers' lack of shots fail them at Michigan State Sunday? Greg Gard.
Yeah, well, we had three possessions there at the end where we kind of had ball screen defense breakdowns is a word I'll use because I'm not going to use the word I use with the team.
That's Wisconsin's Greg Gard with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2025 Oscars are in the books. In case you missed the annual celebration of movies, here is a rundown of the big winners. The Best Supporting Actor trophy was the first major category announced, and the winner was Kieran Culkin for his role in A Real Pain. Taking home Best Supporting Actress, to no one's surprise, was Zoe Saldana for her role in Emilia Perez, a film that was nominated for 13 awards and won two. Winning his second Oscar for Best Actor was Adrian Brody for his role in The Brutalist. He probably deserved it just based on how long he had to stay in character, given the length of the film. Best Actress went to Mikey Madison for her role as the title character in Anora. Anora was really the story of the night as it made history, with director Sean Baker becoming the first person ever to win four Oscars from the same film. Baker won for Best Original Screenplay, Best Director, and Best Picture as the film's producer. He also won for Best Editing. Anora was nominated six times and won five. Some fun moments during Sunday's Oscar broadcast included Queen Latifah looking like she wore a parachute to the event during her nice tribute to Quincy Jones. There was also Adrian Brody, who won his second Best Actor Oscar for his performance in the nearly four-hour-long film The Brutalist, and his acceptance speech was almost as long. There was Timothée Chalamet, who some thought was the odds-on favorite for Best Actor, dressed in a bright yellow pantsuit. Luckily, it's Hollywood, and the people around him were already wearing sunglasses. It's always exciting when history is made at such a big event. Anora writer-director Sean Baker won four Oscars for the film, becoming the first person ever to win four Academy Awards for the same film. The critically acclaimed director took home trophies for Best Original Screenplay, Best Director, and Best Picture. He is also the film's producer, and he won an Oscar for Best Editing. Anora was the talk of the night, as lead actress Mikey Madison won Best Actress, giving Anora five Oscars out of six nominations. Not a bad Sunday. It was a bit of a slow weekend at the box office. Prognosticators say that is most likely due to the fact that it was Oscar weekend. Captain America Brave New World was number one at theaters for a third week in a row. The news is a bit of a surprise, as it did not review particularly well with critics or audiences. The film pulled in $15 million over the weekend, bringing its total to $163 million domestically. This is a bit of a surprise because movie-going audiences who like a little action had another choice in the film Last Breath, a film about a scuba diving team trying to rescue one of their own. Last Breath drew a 76% on Rotten Tomatoes and has decent star power with Woody Harrelson leading the cast. Coming in third place was the horror film The Monkey in its second week of release, and holding down fourth place was Paddington in Peru. Fifth place, Dogman, which has shown incredible staying power. Get it? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cloudy with showers today in the mid-40s for a high this afternoon. Rain tonight could be heavy with up to an inch possible, with rain changing to snow late tonight into Wednesday morning. On Wednesday, snow with blowing snow. There could be several inches of accumulation with northerly wind gusts from 30 to 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.